Interior decorators. 866-8666 is the number. Mark it down. That's 866-8666. Better still, drop by the showroom, 1723 West Howard. Take your time in making your selection. And by the way, Interiors by Marlane are open evenings till 9, just to get your place ready for the holidays. 866-8666. They truly make magic at Interiors by Marlane.
The management and staff of WLTD Evanston wishes each of you a very happy holiday.
Your friendly Walgreen registered pharmacists have asked us to wish you and your loved ones the best Christmas ever. They're honored that you've given them your confidence and loyalty during the past year, and they pledge to continue serving you with the utmost courtesy and dependability in the months ahead. When you bring your prescriptions to Walgreens, you can always be sure of prompt, friendly attention and expert service. Certain of getting fresh, fine, quality drugs from the nation's finest pharmaceutical houses. All in keeping with Walgreens' nationwide reputation as the prescription people. You can also rely on Walgreens' low discount wonder prices for definite savings on each prescription, including insurance and union plan prescriptions. Walgreens in Evanston is closed today, but many other Chicagoland Walgreens will be open. Again, from all the friendly folks at Walgreens to all of you, best wishes for a very Merry Christmas.
Again, and Merry Christmas. This is Chuck Shaden with a happy holiday wish for you on this Christmas morning as we continue our special get-together of good old Christmas-type sounds on good old WLTD. We'll be here until noon with more holiday goodies, which we hope will provide a warm-hearted, light-hearted backdrop for your Christmas morning, 1971. Let's begin our second hour of Christmas holiday sounds this morning as we spin a record that's been in my collection for, I bet it's been 20 years now. It's a recording by Bing Crosby and his first family. Here's Bing with sons Gary, Philip, Dennis, and Lindsay, and A Crosby Christmas.
With boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Here's the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
Christmas time is really wonderful, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, Gary, everybody feels the same way.
I know I do.
I love that Christmas feeling. It does my heart so much good. Strangers I meet all seem like friends, and the world's just a neighborhood.
here's to the joy of Christmas. Here's to the ones I hold dear. May you have that merry Christmas feeling all through a happy new year.
Lindsay, the smallest of the small fry, steps forward now. What's your song, Lynn?
I'd like to hitch a ride with Santa Claus.
I may join you.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Hitch a ride with Santa Claus.
Wouldn't that be something to see?
I'd like to hitch a ride with Santa Claus, dodging the clouds, waving at crowds.
This boy just got his wings.
I'd crack the whip and keep a watch for weather vane.
For weather vane.
I'd help him with his bank and check his Christmas tag.
Or maybe you could handle the reins, big stuff, huh?
I'd like to hitch a ride with Santa Claus. Wouldn't they be jealous of me? You couldn't say I ran away, because after we roll,
he'll drive you home.
He'll drive you home.
And when they see me Christmas morning, what'll they say with a look of delight? There goes the boy, the boat for Santa Claus. Last night,
there he goes, hitching a ride with Santa.
Ooh-wah.
There he goes.
Comes now the twins, Philip and Dennis, with a touching saga about the snowman. You ready, fellas?
Sure, Dad.
On a Christmas Eve, a happy snowman stood and dreamed beside a cottage door. How the children love their friend the snowman, and the funny fedora he wore.
Funny fedora.
When they said goodnight, they told the snowman that a gift for him was on the tree. So he called himself a lucky snowman, just like one of the family was he. The cottage porch looked beautiful and bright. The holly wreath was turned on for the night. When all at once it caught on fire and fell, he couldn't knock, he couldn't ring the bell. He couldn't run for help, he couldn't call. But then he had to save the children after all. He knew he'd melt away, and yet the snowman threw himself across the burning floor. How the children miss their friend the snowman, but they'll always remember him for a heart that was brave, and the joy that he gave, and the funny fedora he wore.
Oh, great little guy, happy snowman. I'll never forget him.
Love that Christmas feeling. It does my heart so much good. Strangers we meet all seem like friends, and the world's just a neighborhood.
I'd like to hitch a ride with Santa Claus. Wouldn't they be jealous of me? You couldn't say I ran away, because after we roll, he'll drive me home.
May you
and when they see the morning, quite away say with a look of delight, there goes the boy who rode us happy last night.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All to a happy new year.
Bing Crosby with his sons Gary, Philip, Dennis, and Lindsay, and A Crosby Christmas. It's an old 45 RPM record that I've had for a long time. It's funny, I've never had a chance to hear it on the radio. I think I played it last year about this time. It's nice to share it with you. I always play it every year at home. It's a good little Christmas song, a little Christmas warmth from the Crosby clan. The first time around for Bing. Now he's doing the same thing on television with his second family. Ah, boy. This is Chuck Shaden, and this is our Christmas morning holiday special for you to help fill some sounds of Christmas in your home as you have your Christmas morning breakfast, kind of straighten up the mess that the young'uns left after they scrambled under the tree to wrap that all up. Is the village under the tree a little bit of a shambles this morning? Well, Dad, go on, get down under there and kind of straighten out that little green picket fence, you know, and those pretty little houses that are under the tree, you know, with the little corrugated roofs on them, the ones with the little cellophane windows that have been broken because you stuffed the lights in the back too far front. We've got a dozen of those under our tree, that's for sure. This is the first day of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine pipers piping,
eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
ten ladies dancing, nine pipers piping,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 horns a-leaping,
10 ladies dancing,
9 pipers piping,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 fiddlers fiddling,
11 lords a-leaping,
10 ladies dancing,
9 pipers piping,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtles,
turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The 12 Days of Christmas, the Norman Luboff Choir. That has become a Christmas classic too, hasn't it? A real good sound, the 12 Days of Christmas. Christmas, of course, is for kids of all ages, and Christmas and wintertime go hand in hand. Kids always love Christmas, and they always love winter, and kids always love snow.
Charlie Brown, would you say that snow comes down or up?
Snow comes down, of course.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure?
Lucy, why do you ask me things if you don't ever believe me?
Oh, I believe you, Charlie Brown. I believe everything you tell me.
You do not.
Sure I do. Tell me something and watch me believe you.
Oh, good grief. Don't be so stupid.
Come on, tell me something and watch me believe you. Tell me anything.
The world is made of snow.
You're out of your mind, Charlie Brown. And you're wrong. Have you ever gone to bed at night with the ground all bare, then got up the next day and found it covered with snow? It came up, Charlie Brown. It came up overnight.
Oh, good grief. I can't stand it.
Snow does not come down. It comes up.
You're crazy, Lucy.
Flowers come up, don't they? Grass comes up, doesn't it? Well, so does snow. You can't think of anything to say, can you, Charlie Brown? You're being weighed down by the cool logic of my theory. Brown, the snow, it's coming up.
It's not coming up, Lucy. It's falling down from the sky.
Don't be so stupid. That's just the wind blowing it around. It's coming up. It's coming up right out of the ground. I was right. I was right.
I'd better go home. My stomach's beginning to hurt. So you think that snow comes up from the ground, huh? Well, then, how does it happen to be covering the sidewalk, too? Does it come up through the cement?
The tops of your feet are getting fat.
Lucy, I just wish you could see some snowflakes under a microscope. Each one is different because they have little tiny points.
Little tiny points? If snowflakes had little tiny points, you'd never be able to slide on them with a sled. They'd catch on the runners, and they'd snag your clothes. And little tiny points? Good grief, Charlie Brown. All snowflakes are white, aren't they? If they're all white, they must be alike. How can they be different if they're all white, huh? Have you ever seen any green ones? Huh? Have you?
Look, Lucy, I'll draw it for you. This is the way a snowflake would look if it were enlarged.
It is not. It would look round, like this. Just like your head, Charlie Brown. Round. Just like your round head.
I wonder if I could talk my folks into moving out of this neighborhood. I feel the need of a fresh start.
Wait. Don't go away, Charlie Brown. What are all those stars up there?
Well, that's the Big Dipper.
And I suppose over there is the Little Dipper?
Uh-huh.
That Charlie Brown sure has some imagination.
Well, I'm not going to let you bother me, Lucy. The stars are too beautiful tonight. Look at all the stars. Did you ever see so many? They're all over. The sky is covered with stars. Stars, stars, stars as far as you can see. I wonder how many there are.
10. One hundred and one, 102, 103, 104.
Gee, I thought you'd have given up by this time.
Oh, no, sir. When I get started on something really worthwhile, I never give up.
Well, if you're going to count all these stars, I think I'd better help you.
Well, I appreciate this, Charlie Brown.
Have you counted that little one up there?
Which little one? That one?
No, that little one over there.
Over there?
No, there.
Oh, you mean the little one next to the chartreuse one?
No, that little one right there.
Oh, you mean right there?
No, right there, right up there.
There? Up there?
No, there.
There? Oh, there?
No, there.
There?
Yes, there.
What about it?
The stars are beautiful, aren't they? You know what I think? I think that there must be a tiny star out there that is my star. And as I am alone here on Earth among millions of people, that tiny star is out there alone among millions and millions of stars. Does that make any sense, Lucy? Do you think it means anything?
Certainly. It means you're cracking up, Charlie Brown. ¶¶
when the party starts and the night is young. Go and find where the mistletoe's hung, and if standing there is a pretty miss, get yourself a mistletoe kiss. If she looks at you with her wondering eyes, just pretend it's a big surprise. You can find romance and a lot of bliss through a simple mistletoe kiss. While your arms are round her, your heart says you found her, and you ought to sound her with your I love you. When the party's over and there you are, what do you say to her ma and pa? They will understand when you tell them this. Blame it on the mistletoe kiss. While your arms are round her, your heart says you found her, and you won't astound her with your I love you. When the party's over and there you are, what do you say to her ma and pa? They will understand when you tell them this. Blame it on the mistletoe kiss. Blame it on the mistletoe kiss. Blame it on the mistletoe kiss.
Music in the Morgan Manor. Russ Morgan in the orchestra with the Heartbeat singing the Mistletoe Kiss. Hey, there's a lot of that stuff around our house today, I'll tell you that. We keep it, actually, we put the mistletoe up around the 4th of July and keep it up all year long. A lot of kissing done in our house, a lot of kissing. This is Chuck Shaden, and this is WLTD in Evanston. And this is our happy holiday, Christmas morning, background music for you to open Christmas gifts by or to... Just a pleasant little way to spend an hour or two on Christmas morning. And thanks for having us join your Christmas celebration today. We're going to be here till noon with more of these sounds, and we've got some comedy coming up. And by the way, don't forget about our Christmas edition of Those Were the Days this afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WLTD. We've got an Armed Forces Command performance broadcast from Christmas Day of 1944. That was the last Christmas Day of World War II. Bob Hope is the master of ceremonies, and there's an all-star cast with Jack Benny, Fred Allen, Danny Kaye, W.C. Fields, Jimmy Durante, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, Xavier Cugat in the orchestra, Ginny Sims, Dinah Shore, Francis Langford, Dorothy Lamour, Judy Garland, Kay Kaiser in his orchestra, the Ken Darby Chorus, and in a dramatization of Charles Taswell's Christmas story, The Small One, Spencer Tracy, Lee J. Cobb, Howard Duff, Elliot Lewis, and Skippy Homier. I think you'll enjoy the Christmas afternoon treat that we have today. Here's Bill Cosby.
Christmas time. I remember my brother and I, James, we slept in the same bed, not only at Christmas time, but always. And, you know, parents are funny because kids have a great time. It's like around 9 o'clock at night. That's when kids, I really had a great time. We were laughing and giggling and bumping our head. You know, having a great pouring water on each other. And the first thing the parent says, you're getting silly. Go to bed. You know, they don't understand. You know, why? How come we're having fun? No, we want you to look like us. Be evil, smoke, drink, you know. That's kind of thing. But, now, I remember waiting for Santa Claus, and Santa Claus to me was the great man, you know, gifts are coming, and I was wondering if I had been good during that time of the whole year and everything, and we couldn't wait for Santa Claus to come, and the heart's really, dum, 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 you know, Santa Claus is coming, I wish he'd come now, you know, and the clock stops, it just stops, he never comes. She said, well now, for Santa Claus to come, let's go to sleep now. Yeah, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Try and go to sleep. You know, run upstairs and jump into bed. You ever really try and go to sleep? Nothing, you know. And then you start talking. Why'd you dare, Bob?
Fisher Chopper.
You kids better be quiet. That's not us talking. We're not talking up there. You better go to sleep or Santa Claus is going to give you nothing. Put coal in your stocking.
See, that is your fault. He's going to put coal in your stocking. No, he's not going to put any money, put it in your stocking. Yeah, and if he does, I'm going to tell him that you wet the bed every night, too. And I'm tired of rolling over on the coal spot. I'll tell you that.
No, we really had a great time, my brother and I.
Giddy-up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're riding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and lovely and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take that coffee for us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Sleigh Ride with the old player piano. No, that was from a recording that wasn't the player piano that Dennis Bubaz often plays for us on our Those Were the Days program here on WLTD. But we thought you might enjoy singing Sleigh Ride with a little player piano accompaniment in the background. Danny Kaye is going to be on our program this afternoon on our special Christmas Command performance here on WLTD. And when you tune in, you'll hear Danny Kaye present the lobby number from his first movie, Up in Arms. Remember when Danny Kaye was in the lobby of the motion picture theater and he didn't want to wait in line and he was trying to tell the people, don't go to see this movie. They're all like, you won't want to see it. It's a good routine that Danny Kaye does, and he'll be doing it this afternoon on our Those Were the Days. But right now, here's Danny Kaye with a number from the Paramount picture, The Five Pennies, starring Danny as Red Nichols. He sings Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle-a-la-bell-a-la-la, jingle-a-la-bell-a-la-la, jingle-a-la-la-la-la-la-way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle la bella la la, jingle la bella la la, jingle la 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 way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Danny Kaye. Jingle Bells. Yet another version of Jingle Bells today. On our holiday get-together Christmas morning. This is WLTD in Evanston. My name is Chuck Shaden. We'll be here till about noontime today. And then, as I said earlier, we'll be back at 1 o'clock with our Christmas Day edition of Those Were the Days. Don't forget, we'll be here on New Year's Day. Yes, New Year's Day from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon with a super special Those Were the Days program, which we have expanded to 6 hours. We'll have 360 minutes of nostalgia. Leading the parade of personalities on our program New Year's Day will be Fibber McGee and Molly, Mel Blanc, Milton Berle, Bing Crosby. We'll have a Lux Radio Theater. We'll have Ginger Rogers starring in Lady in the Dark with Ray Milland on the Lux Radio Theater. And Ginger Rogers will be our guest, talking about her fantastic career in motion pictures and on the stage and in television, too. So you might make a note to join us New Year's Day and again this afternoon. On WLTD for good old sounds from the good old golden age of radio. Here's Judy Garland. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas with Georgie Stoll in the orchestra. Exactly our sentiments today on Christmas Day of 1971. We hope you are having a merry little Christmas in your home or wherever you are today, enjoying this Christmas morning. Let's laugh a little this Christmas morning with Tommy and Dickie Smothers.
We gotta do something that everybody knows is a song, so we'd like to do a Christmas song. And this song is about a little Swiss town high up in the Alps, and the towns up there are very isolated because of the heavy snowfall, and they have to have their own little ceremonies, right, their own little town. And every Christmas Eve, after the children are all asleep, the parents steal away from their homes with a little box of handmade ornaments, and they all congregate around the biggest and the most beautiful Christmas tree in the entire town. And then they start to decorate the tree with these ornaments that they made. They throw high upon the branches, they just throw them way up on the very top of this tremendously high tree, and then all around them and all the way down to the bottom. And it takes quite a while because of the size of the tree and because it's so very bitterly cold. And they have to drink quite a bit, of course, to keep warm and to keep functioning. And they drink quite a bit of the local brews, like schnapps and lagers and hot toddies, anything to keep them going, and they, of course, get quite lubricated. But they never lose sight of the fact that they're decorating this tree, this beautiful Christmas tree, for their children. Nor do they lose sight of the fact that their child might be the first one up in the morning and the first one to find the tree that they think Santa Claus has decorated just for them.
The song is done in two parts. The first part is a minor key, very slow pattern, telling of the decorating of the tree, which my brother Hans told you. The second part all of a sudden changes to a very rapid major key in a very fast, sprightly tempo, which tells of the young children Christmas morning getting out of bed very early in the morning with visions of sugar plums in their ears. And they come out to find the Christmas tree, and they all going to find the Christmas tree they know their drunken parents decorated the night before. And they find the Christmas tree, and they all start dancing around and around the Christmas tree, and you can tell by the musical background and the excitement of the music as they go very fast, the little kids holding hands, dancing ever faster around the Christmas tree. And then one of the older kids grabs a branch of the Christmas tree as he dances around the Christmas tree, and he pulls on this branch and he breaks it. He breaks this branch of this Christmas tree. Just breaks it right off, and these other little kids start going around pulling on the branches. Little kids going around yanking and pulling on this Christmas tree. The mothers and fathers catch them, give them a licking.
That's not right.
Little brats go around breaking things.
Zen nut, zen nut, zen nut, zen nut.
Breaking the truth.
How about that? Tommy and Dickie Smothers, the Smothers Brothers, and a Swiss Christmas, or something like that anyway. A lot of fun on Christmas morning of 1971. Here's Ella Fitzgerald. You ever think Ella Fitzgerald would record a holiday album? Well, she sure did, with Frank Duvall in the orchestra. And for a swinging Christmas, she sings Let It Snow.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Night, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, for the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Ella Fitzgerald, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. A little up-tempo thing for Christmas morning. She's quite a gal, isn't she, Ella Fitzgerald? Another gal, quite a gal, who's played an important role in Christmas over the years was a little girl by the name of Virginia O'Hanlon, who wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Sun, and she asked the question, is there a Santa Claus? Here's Tex Ritter to tell us about that story.
At the turn of the century, a little girl named Virginia wrote a letter to the New York Sun. It read, Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Daddy says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia, your little friends are wrong. There is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. How dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your daddy to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see him coming down the chimneys, what would that prove? Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they're not there. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith can push aside that curtain and view the beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Virginia, in all the world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, Santa Claus will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Do you believe in Santa Claus? Sure you do. I do too. This is Chuck Shaden on WLTD in Evanston, and this is our Christmas morning special. Happy holiday to you from all of us here at WLTD. Nice of you to have us in this Christmas morning, and let us play a few sounds from our collection of good old recordings of the season. If you'd like to hear us play some of our collection of good old radio programs, you might like to join us this afternoon at 1 o'clock when we have our Christmas edition of Those Were the Days here. We've got 3 hours of sounds from radio's golden age, and first and foremost of which today will be a rebroadcast of a Christmas Day 1944 command performance, an all-star program presented to the troops during World War II. All the stars that there are just about are going to be on the show today, and I think you'll enjoy tuning in. Then next Saturday, New Year's Day, we'll be here from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon with an all-star program of radio memories. And then maybe you'd like to join us for 2 successive Saturdays in January, the 8th and the 15th of January. We're going to be playing a complete I Love a Mysteries drama. We're taking about 15 chapters to make up the story of the Richard's Curse. I Love a Mystery, you know, the adventures of Jack Packard, Reggie York, and Doc Long of the A1 Detective Agency. We'll play the complete story on 2 successive Saturdays, the 8th and the 15th of January. We're here all winter long with Those Were the Days on Saturday afternoons from 1 until 4, and we hope that you'll make a point of joining us to help your winter be a winter wonderland of sound. Is there a Santa Claus? That's what little Virginia O'Hanlon asked of the editor of the New York Sun. I know a fellow who not only believes that there is a Santa Claus, but he has a special wish regarding Santa Claus.
Gee, wouldn't it be fun to be Santa Claus's son and live at the North Pole all year through? Making mud pies out of snow, tossing snowballs to and fro, decorating Christmas trees with mistletoe. Wouldn't it be fun to be Santa Claus's son and work in Daddy's workshop night and day? I'd be the proudest kid around when the other kids all found I was driving Father's reindeer sleigh. Roller skates and aeroplanes, rocket guns and choo-choo trains, they'd be mine, all mine. Suits and baseball gloves, things that all us kiddies love, soldier toys in line. Oh, if I was Santa's son, I would tell to everyone that they had better treat me good, because when my daddy's 93, he would leave his job to me, and then I would be Santa Claus.
Oh, what a beautiful city.
Beautiful city, beautiful morning, the new Christie Minstrels. Here's a beautiful song sung for us by Barbara Streisand, the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their tonight, they know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
We know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies.
Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
thank you.
Our new Christmas cuckoo clock up on the wall says it's time to go for now. It's been a treat for us to spend Christmas morning with you, and we hope you're having a happy holiday today. You're invited to stay tuned to WLTD for more special Christmas programming with Robert Ellens. And then we'll be back at this spot in just 60 minutes at about 1 o'clock for our Christmas Day edition of Those Were the Days. We'll have 3 hours of great holiday entertainment for you as we present Bob Hope and a good cast of great stars in a command performance broadcast from Christmas of 1944. This is Chuck Shaden speaking for our engineer Mike Sandman and for all of us here at WLTD, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening.
The management and staff of WLTD Evanston wishes each of you a very happy holiday.
The time is 12 o'clock noon. Further drastic reductions are yours at Benson and Rickson's Old Orchard store.